Now, as we spoke about on the programme last week, we read out part of the letter to the Irish Times by John Good of the Millgrove Gallery in Kenmare, who organised a meeting of businesses in relation to rates increases in the town. He was complaining, and they were obviously highlighting the fact that the recent staggering increases in commercial rates in Kenmare, saying it will exacerbate a downward spiral in recent years of many towns facing the existential threat as businesses shutter their doors, streets become deserted, and once thriving communities dwindle. Now, that letter prompted David McWilliams, columnist and economist in the Irish Times, to write a column about Kenmare at the weekend. He knows the town well through visiting it over many years. He says the main outward sign of a problem in Kenmare, as is the case with so many Irish small towns, is vacancy, inevitably dereliction. Once vacancy takes hold, it sends a signal to prospective buyers or tenants that business is declining, underscoring a prevailing sense of urban deterioration. Vacancy begets vacancy. The high rates are crucial in this story. As rates rise, fewer businesses will be prepared to risk opening, while established ones question their margins and might be tempted to shut down. While the much maligned, he also goes on to talk about in the column, in addition to rates and online shopping, the pace of housing development around small Irish towns has collapsed since 2008 in the financial crash. While the much maligned large ghost estate built outside the small town was a Celtic Tiger feature, many smaller developments were built, which made living in smaller towns possible. These builder developers have largely disappeared, and the banks, so badly burned in 2008, are no longer financing small builder developers, all of which has a knock-on effect on the rural community development. And he argues that the future of the Irish town, the small Irish town, is essential to the fabric of Irish society. And he puts an argument together on what policy needs to change. He says a levy needs to be put on large multinationals and on online retailers to try and support the impact that they're having on small Irish towns in order to fund the local authorities and take their dependency on ever-increasing rates off of their bill. What do you make of that? Give us your view. Now, a couple of days ago, I spoke to John Daly of Sherry Fitzgerald Daly in Kenmare. It's an auctioneer. He chaired that meeting of the local businesses organised by a number of them in response to the rate increases recently, and they put together a committee on business rates for Kenmare. And I talked to him about the meeting and the impact the recent rates increases have had and what they want the government to do about it.
Jerry, thanks for having me on and letting me air our concerns down here in Kenmare. And can I just thank John Good for all his work and what he's done so far to date on highlighting the issue. I suppose to a large degree, you know, this has been in the pipeline for a while, this whole process, but the rating bills arrived in there in March in and around town, and there are certain premises that, you know, have had quite a substantial increase, particularly on Henry Street, lots of the square and Lower Main Street, and many of the hospitality businesses as well have quite a substantial increase. And really, it's very unsatisfactory, you know, what has happened, because people have, you know, businesses to run, and they're suddenly getting increases there of, you know, 3-4 times what they have. I'm looking at one person here who had a, and I won't name the business, but they had their rates were at 15,000 per annum, and now it's up to 63,000 per annum. You know, that's the bill they got in the door. So that's what we're talking about here for some of the bigger business premises in town. And, you know, it's a huge cost, and this is a cost, you know, that you can't, once it's fixed, it's pretty much fixed, unlike a lot of other utilities that, like electricity, insurance, those types of things. You know, you can shop around, you can look around, things can go up and down there, but rates, you know, it's there, it's fixed, and it's really a battle that has to be fought at the moment for the business in Kenmare. We're doing our very best to do it.
Okay, there's an appeals process, and I know a number of appeals have been taken. There was a process last October as well in advance of this coming out. Where do things stand on that, and should this have been done in advance of the appeals being heard, I guess?
Well, yes, so there has been a process ongoing over the last number of years, and the valuation certificates came out in September last year, and you had until the end of October 2023 to actually submit an appeal to the valuation office, and so it was up to every business in town to do that. From what I gather, you know, based on the meeting we had 3 weeks ago, there was, you know, quite a number of people in Kenmare have submitted an appeal to the valuation office. And if that's replicated throughout Kerry, there must be hundreds, if not a few thousand, appeals in the process just for County Kerry alone. Bar getting an acknowledgement from the Valuation Office that the appeal was submitted, we haven't heard anything else from the Valuation Office about when the appeal will be heard or what the process will entail. So really, we're circling the airport on that, but I do think it's a bit previous that Kerry County Council have issued out the valuation bills based on the new ratings without having actually, you know, gone through the appeal process. So maybe waiting a year or two might have been more prudent than actually sending everything out, you know, the new bills now based on the new valuation certs.
Yeah, you know, in one hand, you have to change it at some time. It's been a long process already. A lot was done to try and explain it to businesses and give them a chance to have their say. But notwithstanding all that, the fact that some of these increases have come, and we know that some businesses have had decreases as well. However, for the businesses 2 and 3 times upped, this comes at a particularly bad time. From the couple of years that we've had with COVID, with the Ukraine war, the sharp increase in, particularly in food and hospitality, raw materials and ingredients that go into making your business and what you're serving up, plus the cost of living and the cost of business increases from the increase in minimum wage. The timing of all this is particularly acute at the moment. For businesses already struggling under those pressures to be hit with this sort of a bill.
Well, it is been somewhat of a struggle over the last 4 years. You know, if you started off 2020, you had COVID and all that brought along. And then after that, you had the war in Ukraine, which started in 2022. And since then, there's been inflation has been a big hit for the businesses in Kerry, Kinmare, and at the whole of Kerry. You've got, you know, just staff, you know, the costs have gone up, and just staff retention for some businesses and getting staff, particularly for hospitality businesses. Utilities have shot up, electricity and gas, very expensive, particularly for hotels and hospitality. And insurance has gone up, and so then having rates coming in, and you're looking at, you know, a substantial increase that you hadn't really, you hadn't really budgeted for. And the thing about rates, as I've said, is it's there forevermore. You know, if you're getting a 20,000 or 30,000 increase in your rates, and you don't fight it, well, you're going to be stuck with that forevermore. So it really is, a very difficult. And I know Kerry County Council have said, well, there's over 50% of people have reductions. Well, I mean, a reduction could be €1, it could be €10, but I haven't heard anybody's rates going down by 3 times, but I've heard plenty of people whose rates have gone up 2, 3, 4 times what they were. Mm.
So, John, what do you want the government to do in the meantime while waiting these appeals?
Well, it's very difficult for businesses, because everybody's fighting their own corner with the Valuation Office, and it's really, they've got all the information on how they've created their actual valuation for the property, for your property, and you're trying to fight them with the limited amount of information that's available. I think that the government need to be more cognizant of, just what it's doing for some. They need to be more cognizant of what the rates were for particular business and how they've been trading, because some people entered rental agreements on the basis that the rates were
X amount.
2,000,
yeah.
And then suddenly 2 years later into the lease, suddenly the rates are gone up to 6,000, and so it's quite, the rent was agreed at a particular point in time based on rates being X, and now they're X plus multiplied by 2.
Yeah.
So very, very difficult trading.
Does something need to be done quickly here, John? Because you're talking about an appeals process there. Businesses have bills that they're facing. In the meantime, depending how long it takes with the number of cases you're talking about there, like, the business could be gone. This could close businesses, so it'll be too late.
Well, there's an element of that. I mean, there's an element this could break the straw that breaks the camel back for lots of businesses, that, that they've gone through so many business increases that something like this coming in the door, you might, for some people, they might just decide, look, that's, we've done our thing with the business, and we're wrapping up. So I mean, it is a serious issue, all these costs, not just rates but everything else, but this coming in from Kerry County Council is not the greatest timing in the world. And I do think they should put everything on hold until we get through the racing appeals process and let the dust settle and see where we are. And I have to say as well, Jerry, is that, you know, when we were given an estimate on the what Kerry County Council multiplier would be for when the rates were being set by the valuation office, in the space of about 4 months, it went up 8%. So we were given initially a multiplier of 22.7%, and it went up to 24.5%. You know, so even off the bat, you know, what we thought might be bad news ended up being worse when the rates bill came out. You know, I think it was really poorly handled by Kerry County Council in that regard. In fairness to the Valuation Office, there was plenty of information meetings and information provided. You know, not easy for, you know, people to understand if it's not your area of
expertise.
But you know, there was a lot of information given out there. But I do think, to some degree, you know, they've tarred every business with the same brush, and some businesses are not trading as well as others, or some premises are not in as good condition as others.
Are they applying the same rental rules? Let's say you're going to make as much rent as a brand new building as a building maybe that's 50 years old, badly in need of work. Are they making an assumption that both places would rent for the same value? Is that one issue?
Based on what I've seen over the last 2 years, really their only thing the Valuation Office were worried about was whether your area of your business was correct. And if you mentioned that your square footage or what you had in your building didn't match their records, they would come down and physically measure it. Other than that, they were taking the declaration that you provided. I haven't seen yet the Valuation Office reducing down their valuation for the property based on condition or other factors, like you could have flooding issues, you could have other extra issues. So they basically tarred everybody, you know, with the same brush. Now some, and I'm just saying, it's in some Henry Street, Lower Main Street, and the square seem to be badly hit, and the hospitality business. Other businesses wouldn't have experienced the same shock as those premises in Kenmare.
Yeah. Okay, John, thanks a million for going through that for us in the programme this morning.
And thanks for highlighting the issue, Jerry.